On the last criminal podcast, we heard from Melinda Dawson. She learned as a girl that her parents had secretly purchased her from a man called Dr. Hicks at his Georgia clinic. Melinda and her mother Judy became outspoken about the realities of life as a so-called Hicks baby, but their stories were not always well received. At the end of the last podcast, Melinda's adoptive mother was brutally murdered, her niece was assaulted, and Melinda's husband Clarence was arrested for the crimes. This week, the podcast continues with the second act. Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe's on tour right now, so she joins me on the phone this morning. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
The last episode ended with a cliffhanger. Melinda's husband was arrested for killing her mother and assaulting her niece, but Melinda was sure he was innocent. Why did you leave us there?
Well, we had too much to cover. It's a pretty long and complex story, and we didn't want to rush it, and we thought it best to split it up, which is the first time we've ever done something like that.
So Melinda was sure her husband Clarence never hurt her mother or her niece. What did she do about it?
Well, after she made the determination that Clarence could not have done this, she set out to figure out who could have done it. And she wasn't getting help from anyone. Her friends were not listening to her. The prosecution wasn't listening to her. And so she decided that on her own, she would create a list of suspects and that she would go out and try to collect DNA from each one of these suspects by doing things like going into bars and picking up cigarette butts and at one point even pulling a piece of hair from someone's head.
Yes, I went up to him and we were talking and I just kind of nonchalantly put my hand on the back of his head and kind of raked my fingers down a little bit and got his hair.
Who did she narrow the list down to, Phoebe?
She narrowed the list down to about six suspects, and one of those on the list was a man named Earl Mann, who had had charges before stemming from sexual acts with children, and she figured out that this is the man who had probably done the actual murder and attack of her mother and niece.
So how'd they catch him?
Melinda was able to get a piece of DNA evidence from Earl Mann. They tested that DNA, and from that DNA, they figured out that Earl Mann was the one who had attacked her mother and her niece.
How did that case turn out?
Clarence was released from prison after spending a number of years there, and Clarence is now out in the world, and Earl Mann will be in prison for a decade.
The biggest one-ton brick came off of me immediately. It was like I could breathe again. It was, I cried, and I was so happy for Clarence. I was so happy for my sons. You know, this was so hard on them.
Where's Melinda now?
Melinda has dedicated her life to trying to help those with wrongful convictions, and she's also now back to searching for her biological mother.
Criminals on a live tour, Phoebe, how's that going?
It's going well. We're going to 15 cities across the country, and we're doing six brand new stories, and it's a lot of fun to spend most of your life in a studio and to be able to be out and look at people in the audience and see how they react. It's great.
And enjoying that good airport food.
Yes, always, always.
Well, good luck on the rest of that tour, Phoebe, and thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast. Part two of Hicks baby Melinda Dawson's story is out this week. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC.